hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to the straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon.
Talk radio.
I hope everyone out there is feeling fine. My name's Adrian Krieg, and I'm going to be your host for the next 2 hours. Oh, are you in for a terrible time? I thought we'd talk a little bit about the UN. And the reason I do is because I've been sort of pretty strongly opposed to the UN for a very long time. And, you know, it goes all the way back to when the UN was founded. The UN, you know, was located in Geneva, Switzerland, and its headquarters was put in New York City. And I think everyone should be aware of how that happened and why that happened. It seems that David Rockefeller, who had started or been initially responsible for starting the Council on Foreign Relations, owned some property on the East River in Manhattan. It was a real slum. I mean, it was a bad, bad area. And it comprised many, many acres. And David Rockefeller, when he heard about the UN, and of course being in the CFR, he knew all about what was going to happen, decided he'd give them a few acres on the East River. He did very well because he gave them the center of the property that he owned in the East River, and he still owned everything around it. He made a great deal of money, believe me. He made millions upon millions of dollars because the UN brought all the real estate values up. So that sort of gives you an idea of how the UN got started in New York. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about the UN because I really dislike the UN, but I have to tell you, in all honesty, that something was done right at the UN on the 11th of May. Ban Ki-moon, who is the Secretary General, addressed the 63rd session of the General Assembly on the 60th anniversary of Israel's admission to the United Nations. I'm not going to read you the whole speech because it's not that long, but a lot of it has to do with platitudes and, you know, niceties. So I'm going to restrict my thing to four and a half paragraphs, more or less. And this is really interesting, and it reflects the fact that Ban Ki-moon really is a pretty courageous guy for doing this. What he said, I think we have a break coming up.
We must take America back.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed.
Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Okay, so here we are, and this is what Ban Ki-moon said to the 63rd session of the General Assembly of the United States Nations. Few people know that Israel is the only state to be given a conditional admission. Under General Assembly Resolution 273, Israel was admitted on the condition that it grant all Palestinians the right to return to their homes and receive compensation for lost or damaged property. This provision is embedded in UNGA Resolution 194. Suffice to say, Israel has never lived up to those terms and never intended to. For 60 years, Israel has violated its terms of admissions, and for 60 years, the UN has done nothing about it. It has watched as Israel heaped misery upon misery on Palestine and violated international law with impunity. After Operation Cast Lead, that, by the way, was the last act in Gaza, no person, no country, no democracy can look at Israel without thinking of the inhumane slaughter and destruction committed by the Axis powers of World War II. Through one could have said the same about numerous past massacres. What atrocities might the world have been spared if the UN had refused to admit Israel 60 years ago? a couple of paragraphs down, it goes on. The recommitment must begin now, for it was 60 years ago today, May 11th, 1949, that Israel became a member of the UN. The UN cannot hope to achieve any measure of peace or justice as long as it condones war crimes, which it does every day that Israel is allowed to flout the terms of admission. And in the next paragraph, I'm only going to read one or two sentences. The past cannot be undone, but the future can change. As its newly elected Secretary General, I promise that the UN will no longer be a passive enabler of genocide. Therefore, I will ask the General Assembly to meet session at earliest possible time to strip Israel of its membership. Now, that's a pretty potent speech given by Ban Ki-moon, and it gives me heart that perhaps there's at least some individuals at the UN that seem to know what's going on. By the way, if you want to call in, our number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm your host today. I'm Adrian Krieg. And I thought I'd just plug my site, which is www.a2zpublications.com. A2zpublications.com. I have a new book coming out. It should be out, hopefully, within 2 weeks. And it's called The American Dream / Nightmare, Obama's Plan. The book is very interesting. I did a lot of research, and it covers the first 100 days of this administration. It demonstrates who Obama's friends are, what their general outlook is, what in some cases their parents' outlook is, and what we may expect from this administration in the coming 4 years. And I want to tell you, it won't be happy reading. Take a word of advice. You know, we just had Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, meeting Mr. Obama in his White House. And it seems that the talk did not go very well. It seems that the only thing that Mr. Netanyahu wanted to talk about was Iran. He didn't want to talk about Palestine or the Palestinian problem, which is at the crux of the entire situation in the Middle East. We must remember that over a million Arabs, Christians and Muslims, have been displaced by Israel and are essentially refugees in Jordan, Lebanon. I've been all over the Middle East. There are Palestinian refugees in the entire Middle East. They have been cheated out of their land, which has been taken from them. They have not been recompensated as the UN resolution requires. And the present leadership, which is, I would say, a very, very hawkish leadership in Israel, seems diametrically opposed to reaching any kind of a solution to these problems. And that's pretty disheartening. This situation has been going on since 1948. Actually, the war, if that's what we might want to call it, in the Middle East started in the 30s. And this current administration in Israel is not conducive to peace or any peaceful understandings of what might take place in Israel. Avigdor Lieberman, who has been placed in a very high position in this administration in Tel Aviv, or Jerusalem, is an absolute nut. If you don't want to take my word for it, you needn't. You can look up some of the things that he said, which are truly distressing. I mean, he said things like that no Arab Christian or Muslim was worth a Jew's fingernail. He's made statements that are just, they're beyond the pale. And they made this man a co-partner in their current administration, which is just awful. The continuous drumbeat by Israel about Iran strikes me as really sort of very peculiar. You know, the distance from Israel to Iran is hundreds of miles. The statements that have been attributed to numerous politicians in Iran by Israel are all lies and misconceptions. No one in Iran, to my knowledge, has ever said they wanted to destroy Israel. They have never said that. What they said is they wanted to get rid of the Zionists running Israel. That's a very different thing. That's like saying, like a Republican saying, I want to get rid of the Democrats in Washington. There's a big difference between that and saying, I want to blow up Washington. And I think we should all remember that there is a very large difference here, and it's something seriously to be considered and thought about. I don't know if any of you are aware of the situation with the Obama citizenship issue. This has been on the internet for some time. There have been many, many statements made. I am far from being an expert on the issue, but I will say that a number of cases have been dismissed. One in particular, a Judge Surik in Berg versus Oklahoma, stated that the Constitution was a contractual compact between the individual states and the federal government, and that individual citizens had no position before the court in issues relating to Obama's citizenship. I find Judge Surik's decision not only distressing, but totally wrong. I think I recall something, we the people, it didn't say we the states, it said we the people. I think Judge Surik should be sent back to maybe high school for some education in constitutional issues. While we're on Mr. Obama, I drew up yesterday a sort of a list of items in which our president has said, pardon me, I was simply unaware of that. And I sort of drew up this list, and I thought you'd probably get a kick out of hearing it. In each case, he was just unaware of it. The minister of my church for over 20 years, who baptized my daughters, was a racist. I wasn't aware of that. My wife got a $197,000 pay increase from UC Medical after I got them $1 million grant. I wasn't aware of that. I think we're going to go to break now, and then I'll continue with the list. And if anybody wants to call in, don't forget, 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Our list of the things that President Obama was simply not aware of. That my good friend with whom I shared an office for 2 years had been a domestic terrorist. That my aunt was an illegal immigrant living in public housing in Boston. That I took political contributions from AIG in the amount of $107,332 after we bailed them out with taxpayers' funds. That my nominee for Secretary of Commerce was under investigation for bribery. That my nominee for HHS, Treasury, Trade Representative, and Chief Performance Officers were all tax cheats. That my nominee for EPA was under investigation for mismanaging $25 million in EPA grants. That the top 18 bailout recipients after my inauguration had received over $211 billion paid out and gave Democrat congressmen over $25 million as payola. That the American Legion had an inaugural ball for Medal of Honor recipients. that Tom Daschle had neglected to pay $128,000 in federal income taxes, that Mark Gitelstein, my number two appointment for the Pentagon, was a lobbyist for Boeing and General Dynamics, the two largest military defense contractor, that Leon Panetta, who I appointed to CIA director, had zero experience in intelligence, that Rahm Emanuel's father lives in Israel and was a lifelong member of the terrorist organization called Irgun, that David Axelrod's mother was an editorial writer for PM Magazine, the premier communist publication of the 40s, that my friend Amy Duncan, whom I appointed Secretary of Education, ran the Chicago school district as the worst in the nation, that my increase of troops in Afghanistan actually increased Bush overseas troop deployments by 21,000, that in my first 100 days in office I spent four times more money than George Bush did in 4 years, that I promised to renegotiate NAFTA and reneged on it, that David Ogden, whom I'd appoint a number two at Justice, is commonly known as the porn defender, that extending the Iraqi occupation by 19 months increased our military commitment in Iraq, that I placed $150,000 in my budget for the racist La Raza organization, that I budgeted $1,181,000 for Acorn, who is under indictment in 12 states for voter fraud on my behalf, that disarming licenses of qualified airplane pilots would increase the possibilities of hijackings. Now, those are just a few of the things that our fearless leader is doing for us at this time. And I want to tell you again, if you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443, and I'm Adrian Krieg. I'd love to take your call. In the meantime, I've devised something called the AIG Bonus Retrieval Plan. Now, you know, we gave a lot of bonuses out to politicians. I mean, AIG did, you know. And I thought you might like to know. Let's take the top four guys. Barack Obama got $107,332. Joe Biden, our VP, got $41,350. Chris Dodd, here's the biggie. You know, he's chairman of the Senate Finance Committee. $280,338. Chuck Schumer, $111,875. Most of the money went to Democrats. I think there are about five Republicans on the list, and all the rest went to Democrats. And my bonus retrieval plan is very simple, is to have all of these people return all this money that they got to AIG and or to the taxpayers, because this is uncalled for. It's absolutely outrageous. These people accepted money after bailouts in the tune of over, I don't know, it's millions. I haven't totaled the number up, but it's millions. It's a lot of money. So, you know, all of these things impact our society. And, you know, people should try to, you know, stay current with these things. I also wanted to point out some issues about your tax dollars at work. You know, I think we're going to go to break. How's that? We'll just have a break now, and then I'll pick this up right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And here we are, and we're going to do just one more of these little things, and it's called Your Tax Dollars at Work. Now, this is the fourth quarter lobbying expense of certain companies. And what's interesting is that all of these companies were bailed out. We're talking about a whole bunch of companies that got well over, well, I don't know, it's maybe 40 or 50 billion. Oh, maybe it's more. It looks more like about 100 and some billion dollars in the last quarter of 08. And guess what? These companies paid over $10 million in lobbying expense after they received the bailout money. Companies like Citigroup got $45 billion. Their fourth quarter lobbying expense was $1,280,000. AIG, $40,390,000. J.P. Morgan Chase, $25,147,000. Wells Fargo, $25,580,000. It goes on and on and on, all the way down to Key Corp, which only got $2.5 billion, and they paid $20,000. What I'm trying to tell you is that our government is owned lock, stock, and barrel by these big corporations. They could care less what you think. They don't care that they were bailed out with your taxes. They're using the money that they're being bailed out with to buy more money from Congress. So that's about it for the beginning of the show, and now we're going to go on to a different topic entirely. Nobody called in, so nobody must have been very interested. Maybe we can get somebody to call in. I'm going to talk a little bit about my new book because I think it's the right time for this book. The book is called The American Dream Slant Nightmare, Obama's Plan. What the book does is it's divided into three basic sections. And the first section of the book deals with something called polarization. It explains this process in pretty much in detail, but it explains something that everyone should be very well aware of. We have in America two political parties. Obviously, that's not true because we have lots of political parties, but only two political parties are ever mentioned in the media. Only two political parties have any real shot at election. The way the system is set up, or it's been construed in such a way to prevent third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, or whatever party access right from the ballot point forward. The system is so construed as to prevent the formation of a viable opposition. Thank you. Michael in Texas, would you talk to us?
Hey, thanks for taking my phone call.
Sure.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing reasonably well, and you?
I'm doing great.
What can we do for you, Michael?
I just wanted to say what's going on.
What's going on where?
But no, trying to say hi. How you doing? How's everything?
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any comments for us?
Yeah, it's kind of hot where I'm at right now.
Pardon?
It's hot. It's hot right now.
It is. Well, it's raining here.
Where are y'all located? Texas?
I'm located on the west coast of Florida.
Oh, all the west coast of Florida. I'm down here in Texas.
Yes, I know.
All right. Yep. Yep.
All right, Michael. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. So what we were talking about was the fact that we have two political parties, and this seems to be the case in almost all English-speaking nations. These two political parties have been set up almost identical to the system in England, which is logical, and they use a process called the Hegelian dialectic. The Hegelian dialectic is something that you really need to understand because it is at the very base of everything that takes place in our country politically. The political system that I call the Republocrats, because we don't have two political parties, we have one political party. the Republicrats. They are a political system. If anybody wants to disagree with me on that issue, I will make a very simple statement. They have an 87 percentile re-election rate. If that's not one party, I don't know what is. In any event, by taking issues and dividing them into only two possible arguments, you are able to eliminate any real solutions. Look, there is not a problem in the world that has only two solutions. There's not a problem in the world that has only one solution. There are always numerous or many different solutions to a problem. Our political system has been contrived in such a manner that we wind up with only two political views within one political system. And by doing this, it eliminates any kind of reasonable discussion on any issue. I want to go into a little bit about a man named Leo Strauss, Dr. Leo Strauss. He is the father of the Zionist New Conservative Movement. He was a political philosophy guy, and neocons are a part of this political bipolar system, this polarization of our society. It is a mistake to think that all neocons belong to either the Republican or the Democrat Party, because both of these parties are inundated with these people. And they are the carriers of Strauss's philosophy. The concepts of this bipolar worldview is not only in the West. In Islam, there was a guy named Said Qutb who had the same general idea, which is now seated in the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo, Egypt. So we see that on one side, which would be our side, we have a structure that is controlled by a Zionist movement, which has religious overtones but is not religious. On the other side, we have an Islamic organization that is also has religious overtones but is not religious. And both of these movements express a bipolar view of society. If we go further in this, then we see how in the years following the first Bush administration, things started to radically change in the world and in America. We, in fact, replaced the evil empire with terrorism. Now, let me tell you something very interesting. The evil empire is a substantive organizational structure. It was the Soviet Union. The concept of terrorists, as opposed to us, is not a object that can be located nationally, religiously, or any other way. It's all over the world. This is very much to the benefit of the people who operate this bipolar system, because through it, they can direct our efforts at something that is basically very elusive. I mean, how do you combat an idea? Terrorism is an idea. The only way to combat an idea is with a new and better idea. You can't combat terrorism by bombing it or by killing people. All you do is you create more terrorists. The way to combat terrorists is relatively simple. You provide a better means or a better system for them to live under. They will see that this is better. It's an improvement over their present position, and they will relinquish terrorism. Let me tell you, one of the people that was really involved in the change from the evil empire to terrorism as our adversary. During the Reagan administration, President Reagan appointed William Casey to head the CIA. Casey had been in the OSS, and I have to tell you, I'm old enough to know that the OSS was so infiltrated by communists, there were more communists in the OSS than anything else. It was so bad, in fact, that when Harry Truman came to the presidency, he disbanded the OES and OSS and created the CIA and got rid of all of the people that were in there. Well, obviously, there were hangers-on that turned over into the CIA. In any event, William Casey was a remnant of the OSS, and Casey had a worldview that was certainly less than intelligent. Casey believed, he was a believer of the Strauss ideas, and he succeeded in altering the concepts of President Reagan. And what he did is he instructed the people at the CIA to inflate everything about Russia. They had better planes, more bombs, more rockets, bigger armies, more tanks, better economy, everything. To the point where Ronald Reagan began to accept this bipolar view of the world that Mr. Casey had been pushing at him. This is how the bipolar thing between terrorism and America came into prominence. This is all in the first chapter of my book, and it explains to you in detail how all of these things were taking place. And then it goes into explaining who the organizations are and were that are behind the movements toward this direction, or the organizational structures that actually control our government. I certainly hope that no one is naive enough to believe that our Senate and our House of Representatives and our President and the Supreme Court actually runs this country, because they haven't got a thing to do with running this country. This country is run and managed by a small, select group of secretive or secret organizations who control virtually everything in our country. They are the elites, they are extremely wealthy, and they predominate most foundations. They control the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, BONES, the Order, all of these Bilderbergers, all of these organizations that are at the background of running the world are staffed by these people. And this situation is outlined in the first chapter and is explained to you. pretty much in detail, and it's not a difficult read. It has an awful lot of detailed information. It's very heavily indexed so that you can cross-reference things and look them up. It's a great book if you really want to learn who's running what and how they're doing it. Chapter 2 is the polarization paradigm, and it demonstrates further how the political process is manipulated. And we're going to go to a break, and after the break, we'll continue on with that. Don't forget to call in, 800-313-9443.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
Well, we're back on the air, and we have a caller, David in South Carolina. David, what can we do for you?
Hello, Mr. Craig. Good evening to you.
I'm fine. How are
you? Good afternoon. Where you're at? You're in. Never mind. You're on the East Coast. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just going to call in and say that these are important topics you're talking about, and I appreciate you trying to fill in these big shoes today. We are wishing John very well on his trip to Jekyll Island, and hope he's doing a great.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. He.
Yeah.
I've got big shoes to fill, and I'm trying my best, but I'm not a pro. You know, this is. I don't generally. I do a lot of radio, but I don't generally host a show, so it's a bit difficult to start when you do it the first time.
You got a great radio voice, and I guess you could tell I got a touch of laryngitis. The reason I didn't call in earlier, I'm hoping you can hear me okay.
I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. You know, this is one of my favorite authors, probably my most favorite author, was Revelo Oliver. I'm not sure if you've heard of him.
Yes.
But he called the OSS the Office of Soviet Stooges in a lot of his writings.
Perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Yeah.
You know, that was common parlance in the organization at the time. He was a member of it, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I had a very good friend when I was a boy, a lady who was quite a bit older than I was. She was married to a friend of my father's, but she had been in the OSS. She was the brightest woman I ever knew in my life. And she very much said the same thing. She said they were all communists. She said the number of non-communists was so small that it was insignificant.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was working Army intelligence, I believe, and expressed the fact that they were, you know, it was a running joke, of course, and it was immensely frustrating to them in their work trying to deal with these people. And, of course, it was an affiliation, I believe.
I can tell you, David, an interesting story. I was brought up in Switzerland.
Really? What part?
In Zurich.
Ooh, heartland.
Yeah.
But I can see Deutsch, didn't I?
My uncle was a spy during the Second World War. His name was Casper with a K. Casper was a spy. And on my way to and from school, I had to pass by a beer garden. And when the weather was warm and he was in Zurich, he would be up there with some of his friends who were obviously all also spies, having a beer. And I was just a kid. I mean, I was only about 7 or 8 years old, and they would invite me up, and they'd give me a small glass of beer. And
yeah,
you know,
they don't have those restrictions in Europe. Like
no,
they don't.
No. And it was very funny. And through him, I met a number of people in the American, you know, the American intelligence network.
Sorry
was
about
operated
that.
By Dulles out of Bern, Switzerland.
Mm.
And I met Dulles through him when
really?
I was a boy. And the Swiss operation was not communist at all. It was the American operation that was. So it was a very interesting thing. I think we're going to break, David. I guess you're off the air.
Can I hang on with you?
Sure.
With recent internet